came across a new band, an all-female band from the UK, Midnight Sky Racer. Saw them perform at a luncheon event at the International Bluegrass Music Association week in Raleigh, North Carolina. Really an astonishing performance. I will have to say the entire room was just captivated by their performance. Had an opportunity to talk to two of the members, Tabitha Agnew and Charlotte Carvick, before I left Raleigh that week. And you're going to hear from them in the second hour as we talk about the origins of the band and how the members became interested in bluegrass. Tell you just as a little bit of a setup, there is an opportunity for on-air people like me to kind of be in a big room, and all these artists come up, and if they want to talk to you, they do. And we were almost out of time. It's a two-hour session, and I have a table, and people are coming and going. And they were almost like, you know, last call, get out of the, we're going to lock this up, you all are done. And I had seen Midnight Sky Racer perform, did not know the members of the band well enough to recognize them. And I saw two ladies walking around, and it was almost closing time, remember, and they said something, and I heard the accent, and I told both of them, don't move, stay right here, we're going to stay until they throw us out. So that's how I had the opportunity to speak with two of the members of Midnight Sky Racer. You're going to enjoy it a lot. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. One of the great things about coming to the IBMA Week in Raleigh is that I get to see great bands like Midnight Sky Racer. And I had not heard you or seen you until we just had an event a couple of hours ago at a Special Momentum Awards lunch, and I get a chance to talk to a couple members of Midnight Sky. This is your last album, Fire?
It's the first and only.
The first?
The first, the current, the only one
at the minute.
Yeah.
You absolutely captivated the table I was at, so I assume every table was like that also.
Thank you.
I mean, it's because we're saying, who are these people? Now, we should know, because we're supposed to be smarter than that, but I didn't know who Midnight Sky Racer was, but I knew that I wrote down the name, I circled it on the program, because I left there thinking, I've got to find this.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah. Tell me about the band. Tell me your names on the record, and then tell me about the band. Yeah.
So it's a five-piece setup, and we've got Charlotte Carvick on the guitar, and then her sister Laura Carvick on the fiddle and the dobro, and Eleanor Wilkie playing bass, and Leanne Thoreau's on most of the lead vocals and the mandolin, and me, Tabla Agnew, on banjo.
So it's perfectly forgivable to not know who we are, because it's a really new band. We've been going about 18 months, yeah. Something like that. So.
Why did you come to Raleigh? How long have you been together? You say like 18 months?
Yeah.
Did you have different bands before that, or just kind of came together?
Yeah. So had bands before that that are still going. Yeah. But this is fairly new.
Were your bands before Midnight Sky Racer, were they bluegrass type bands?
Yeah. We've actually last year I showcased with my two brothers on the Ramble in a band called Cup of Joe, and then
I remember that.
Yeah. So,
the year before, Laura and I were here with our band, with my husband on bass and our friend Joe on mandolin, called Cardboard Fox. We were here for the Ramble 2 years ago.
So, we've all been in different outlets.
Okay, good. This is your first time with Midnight.
Yeah.
And this is the first and only album from Midnight.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
I will say again, I was absolutely stunned. And there were so many great young, you know, bands taking the stage. This was at the Momentum thing, and you got to perform. I can't describe it any other way. I was sitting there with some people who are much smarter than me, which doesn't. They were all like, "Who are this? Who is this band?" And we're like, "Did you know them? Did you know them?" Nobody knew, but we all knew after that. I mean, this was really great. It's really great. And of course, we knew that you weren't locals.
Yeah.
Because you spoke and introduced your songs.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal to me where you're from, but. Just so we make sure the accent comes through, where are you from?
We're from all over the UK, so I'm from southwest England, and Tabitha's from Northern Ireland, and Leanne, our mandolin player, is from London, Eleanor is on bass, is from the north of England, and Laura, my sister, is also south.
So what gets you in the bluegrass? I will say this, that we all know that so much of bluegrass came from parts of the UK.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing. If you trace it back, it's not that hard. But how did you get into playing bluegrass with Midnight Sky Racer?
Well, personally, I got into bluegrass. There's there's a small scene in England for bluegrass, but probably an even smaller scene in Northern Ireland. So we have one festival over there called OMA Bluegrass Festival, and I just grew up going to that and hearing like bands like Michael Cleveland, Flamekeeper, and Lonesome River Band, and you know, all these like super inspiring bands for, you know, maybe like a 5-year-old to see and to really just like feel like, oh, I wonder if I could try that someday, even though I'm not from the States, you know, like maybe I can have a go. But I think it's similar for the rest of the members.
But Irish music is so much, did you have that in your head?
I had it in my head, and I grew up listening to it, but only recently have I really started to go back to Irish music and play it. And I've grown up listening to piping music and, Scottish music, Irish, and everything like that.
It's all connected. What about you?
So my sister's a fiddle player in the band, and she was learning classical violin, but sort of getting more into folky kind of stuff. And there was a series of books of various folk fiddle styles, and the favourite one was bluegrass. So that's probably where she got into that. But for me, it was more that we were playing in the school folk group, and our dad had a mandolin under the bed, and I kind of dug that out to try and learn to play it. And in looking for a teacher, a mandolin teacher for me, he came across this course called Sawfinger Summer Schools, which is held over Easter in Oxfordshire in the UK, and they get over all the top bluegrass players to come and teach for a week there. So we went on that course because it taught mandolin, fiddle, and guitar, because he plays guitar, but not really knowing what bluegrass was or anything like that. And we just met people that had a session locally, and so they said, oh, come along to this. And we kind of fell into it by mistake, really.
So when you fall into it by mistake, what do you go back and listen to? When you recognize, hey, this is bluegrass, do you go start trying to find music to listen to, or you just go from where you are?
I guess so from going to that course, you get all these different tutors from all over the bluegrass scene here, with quite a wide spectrum of more traditional players and more progressive ones. And so the first year I went, Matt Fenner was teaching mandolin, so he's a big influence.
Pretty good player.
And Joe Mullins was there on teaching banjo, and it was our birthday, and he gave us each a CD, so... The Knee Deep in Bluegrass album that he gave us, and one of the Longview albums. They were really big influence. So we kind of just gradually find.
Well, the Knee Deep in Bluegrass is a great collection of.
It's a great album.
Yeah, that's
really
a great way for you
to
get into a lot of different styles and a lot of different playing.
Yeah, I think it was also the same kind of love for Alison Krauss really just kind of inspired us so much. Because I think we both kind of, I can say this knowing, but like I think we both. Grew up with our parents having, albums of Alison.
Mine didn't know what it was.
Not really, kind of where her traditions lay or, you know, what she was doing. But I guess where I started to hear Union Station and that, from that, it was just like, wow, this feels like it should be normal, but it's not normal to other people in this country. But, so it's that kind of familiarity.
So you didn't grow up listening to it, but once you exposed to it, you jumped into it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and it's such a tiny scene, and certainly when we were little, sort of learning to play it, there really weren't very many people who were under the age of 50, learning bluegrass. So it's kind of a case of if there's a young person on the British bluegrass scene, everyone kind of jumps to help. Everyone's so helpful and encouraging.
There's a lot of bluegrass in Europe.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to the continent and check out festivals? There's a surprising amount of bluegrass in Europe.
There's a great kind of gathering of players at the European World of Bluegrass,
right,
which happened for the past many years.
It's really sad.
I think it's going to be coming to an end. But that's actually where I got to know Laura and Charlotte a bit better, and we kind of met other players through that, and I still keep in touch with a lot of the European
Do you feel like being in the UK, that if you're going to play bluegrass that you have to come to America?
I mean, that's,
or is this just works out that way to be fortuitous that you're here? But I mean, do you
feel like it's what you strive for, that's the goal,
to be able to play bluegrass here people to think it's okay.
Yeah, that's kind of
was phenomenal. Listen to me. Listen to me. It was breathtaking. Nobody knew who you were. And we're all like, and I'm at the table with some people, like I said, who know. And we're all, who is this? Who are these people? And all we had was the name. And we thought, my gosh, we have to find out who these people are. Nobody had your music. They did have cards laying around. But you absolutely killed it in your own style. You're not trying to be anybody else. You're not trying to be Alison Krauss. You have a really great, great energetic style. I'm telling you, you blew the room away, and there were a lot of great musicians in there.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm not saying that.
Quite actually. Yeah. Absolutely terrified.
Absolutely. I don't think I've
were you really?
Yeah,
I've never been so scared.
It didn't show at all. It was like, well, nobody knows who they are, but look how comfortable and good they are. You were just in command. So, I mean, if you were frightened, you hit it really well.
Yeah, Laura was saying she was having to stand with her legs wider apart than normal because her knees were just not.
Oh, no. I'm telling you what, you guys hit it well because... It was a remarkable set, a short set because of what you were doing, but it was stunning. And I keep saying that over and over because we all left there thinking, who is this band? Why don't we know them? Well, now you've told me because it's relatively new, but you did not show any signs of being nervous. And you should have had, I don't mean nervous, but you should have been aware of where you were and the audience you were playing to and for as new a band as you are, but nobody there knew that you even thought twice about it. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, we did. Enjoy it. Really enjoyed it.
Are you going to be in Raleigh for the rest of this week?
Yeah, the rest of the week. Yeah.
You going to be in America for a while?
I've been here for a while, but I think we're going to be here all until the end.
Are you going home then as well?
If they want to find Midnight Sky Racer, the album is Fire. There are five members of the band.
Yeah.
Do you go to a website and find this?
MidnightSkyRacer.com.
Will there also be, this will be the only, I guess, product that's on there, because if it's the first one, is there other things available that you did separately?
With other bands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Tabitha's band, Cup of Joe, with her two brothers.
I remember Cup of Joe.
My band with Laura, it's called Cardboard Fox. And we also have a duo, which is the Karibik Sisters, which is our surname, very much that could be named. If anyone else has other stuff.
Well, and then will they also find, typically there are things available, but will they also find where you're going to be? I mean, good. So you're having fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm so glad I got to meet you. When you came over and you said something, I thought, I know who these people are because I recognize the voice from this afternoon. And then when you handed me this, I was just like, please don't leave until I have a chance. I know I'm keeping you here late, but I wanted to speak with you. Well, gosh, thanks so much for hanging around.
No, thanks for having
Congratulations,
me.
By the way. Absolutely,
thank you so
really, really phenomenal
set. Thank you.
Midnight Sky Racer, that was a blast.